On your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio, it's time for On The Pace.
Galley on Sunset in front of Acacia Ridge. Sundown's Gift going roughly. Sundown's Gift broke up, but it's Galley on Sunset in front, and it'll do it all the way.
Here's Bowtide. Oh, the Tassie Terminator dashes to the lead. It's put pay to them in one fell swoop.
With all the latest harness racing happenings from around New South Wales and across Australasia, here's your host, Gareth Hall.
Gareth with us for On The Pace today. How are you, Gareth?
Good morning to you, Paul. Yeah, what a weekend of harness racing it was. It was one of my most enjoyable weekend of covering the sport. So many great stories to be told. So many owners that have been waiting all their life for a moment to win a Group 1. So many trainers that have been trying to win a Group 1 in this game for so long, achieving their ultimate, living their dream. And it was great to see on Saturday night, both in Melbourne and also in Brisbane at Albion Park. And that winter carnival heats up on Saturday night. I just had a chat to the Queensland handicapper there for the meeting at Albion Park. It's the best Oaks field I've ever seen in Queensland. The Queensland Derby is nearly the best bunch of three-year-olds I've seen this season right across Australasia. A terrific four- and five-year-old championship. So what a night of harness racing it will be on Saturday night. And I can't wait for today's show because we're going to catch up with a couple of really good characters. Ascot Park not far away, as you can see, 2:30. Larry Eastman, Ian Gurney and so on.
Our first guest about to join us online here, Gareth.
Yes, you're listening On The Pace with Gareth Hall. And Larry Eastman is a man that's been in this sport for a long, long time. Back in January, he won his first Group 1 with a horse by the name of Menegate after 40 years in the sport. And then last Saturday night, he went bang, bang, bang. He won three Group 1s in the biggest night of his career. And he joins us on the line just outside of Bendigo and Country Victoria. Good morning to you, Larry.
Morning, Gareth. How are you?
How have you recovered from that weekend? Because that was some night on Saturday night, and those group of owners from Birchip that own Morton Plains and Menegate, they know how to party, and you like a beer, mate. Have you recovered?
Yeah, look, I'm fully recovered, Gareth. I reckon I'm ready for the next bout if it ever happens again. But like, I've got some news for you that they want to catch up with you in Brisbane on the week. They're sending up half of the team this week, and they're going to gang tackle the weekend after, so
Mate,
get ready for that, mate.
I've been crook as a dog the last 24 hours. I don't know if I can handle your boys a night out. I'm run out of petrol tickets. But we'll just have a chat about Saturday night. I want to chat about Morton Plains because I remember when Menegate was going through its paces, and this is a great story for anyone listening today. The Birchip boys own a syndicate, a couple of brothers in Birchip Farmers, the Larry Brothers, organised a syndicate with a few of their mates from Birchip, and they got a couple of their mates into Morton Plains and a couple of their mates into Menengate. Morton Plains, she was always the filly a little bit behind Menengate, but on Saturday night, she proved how good she is, and I think she's been a much improved filly over the last 6 months, especially, Larry. And it must have brung a lot of joy to you when she tasted success on Saturday night.
Yeah, for sure, Gareth. I mean, Morton Plains has lived in Menengate's shadow a little bit, but we've always had a good opinion of her, and she's probably just not had the right things happen for her in her races, like from bad barriers and whatnot. Her Oaks run was massive, and I really felt for the two guys that are, or three guys that are in Morton Plains that aren't in Menengate.
Yeah,
and of course, as you alluded to in February, we had some good celebrations of Menengate. And but the other guys were there thick and thin and celebrated it with them. And there's a lot of rivalry between the ones that are in one and the ones that aren't. And there's a pub in Birchip with a Menengate corner sign in it. And, of course, when he got beat last week and Morton Plains won the semi-final, the Menengate sign come down and up went the Morton Plains one. And
yep.
So there's a good bit of rivalry and banter going on in Birchip, but it's really good for little Mallee Town, that's a farming community, as you know. And the Lowry boys, they're the prominent owners of both, and they're in a big way in the farm, and it hasn't always been clear sailing for them. They had a pretty ordinary year last year, and the rain's been a bit scarce here, so it was a fitting night for the connections of both horses.
Yeah, totally agree. And what it has done for that country town, Birchip's a place in central Victoria, about 1,000 people live there now, but as Larry just pointed out, they've been through a lot of hard times of recent times, and this horse, Manningaid, and now Moreton Plains, and it's the Larry boys that syndicate this horse, but it's what this sport's all about, and this is why I love this sport. It's brought a town together, Larry. Like, everyone thinks they own these two horses. The football club, I think Danny Larry, one of the part owners, rang the footy club up after Moreton Plains won the race on Saturday night and said, you can put $1,000 over the bar. And then when Manningaid tasted success, he rang straight back and said, you can drink as much as you want. Have the biggest party of all. And that's what I think this sport's all about. And that's why it was so great to see the success, especially of Manningaid on Saturday night as well, who bounced back to his brilliant best. And I've got to give credit to you, Larry Eastman. Was a brilliant change of gear. You kept the block blinkers up your sleeve, and I don't think he's raced better than what he did on Saturday night.
Yeah, look, Gareth, we really, really early in his career, and that when we were getting him going, and that he was on the block blinkers, and we had a bit of trouble getting him to settle, in time came off, and so he's just gradually sort of the penny started to drop a bit with him, and not that he became a non-trier or anything like that, far from it, but he just became a smidgen off his game, I reckon, and just wasn't concentrating as good as he should be. So we gave him a trial in 2 or 3 weeks back, and he was as sharp as a tack, so I thought that's all I really needed to know. And so we kept him off on purpose until Saturday night, and it done the trick. He got off the arm much better and raced a bit keener, and when he's turned on, he's a pretty tough nut to crack, as you know.
And just quickly, mate, I just had a look at the nominations for Saturday night. You're heading to Brisbane. You've got Moreton Plains in the Oaks, and I just had a look at the nominations. What a field that promises to be. Amaretto, a couple of horses from the prize camp, Better Than Promise and Better Than Special, Fight for Glory, the New Zealand star, Katy Perry's just joined Shane Tritton's camp, Linda Lovegrace. That's a terrific field. And Manningaid takes on Burn a Hole in My Pocket, Hug the Wind, My Kiwi Mate. What a couple of terrific fields. But your horses will travel to Brisbane and compete on Saturday night.
Yeah, that's right. We'll fly out tomorrow. They've had a stride around this morning and they're in good order. And they won't do much more. I might take them in and give them a look around Thursday or something like that at 8:00. And pretty much know our way around Brisbane these days. And we'll go there Saturday night. As you said, the Oaks field's absolutely stunning field. And the Derby, as you said, looms to be another great, great race. And look, we're coming there just hopeful. And we know the horses are in good order. And get away from here for 10 days would be beautiful.
Mate, congratulations on Saturday night. I also know you tasted success with Millie Perez. You have waited a long time for Group 1 success, but 2015 is a year that you won't forget. And especially having that success with your great mate Chris Elford too was terrific to see on Saturday night. Well done, enjoy, and I look forward to catching up with you in Brisbane.
Thanks, mate. I'm looking forward to it.
Larry Eastman there, training 3 Group 1 winners on Saturday night. And another wonderful story on Saturday night, Paul, was Ian Gurney. Gurney joins us on the phone from Brisbane, of course, the trainer of Ava Nova. Ian, how are we, mate?
How you going, Gareth? Good, buddy.
Ian Gurney, Ava Nova, you have been wanting that Group 1 now for a few seasons, and your mighty pacer that you have fallen in love with has been so close. But on Saturday night, he finally did it.
He did it in great style too. It's probably the best he's gone for me. I think he's very strong and tough and just proud of him.
During the week, he drew Barrier 1. Now, a couple of times he's drawn Barrier 1 at Albion Park, and we've seen him in Sydney especially. He holds out a horse like Suave Shui Lombo, who's one of the quickest horses off the gates in Australia. But Barrier 1, for some reason, at Albion Park, he's been crossed a couple of times in some big races. Now, in the Sunshine Sprint, there was a little bit of pace in the middle, and Majestic Major, who crossed him in that Inter-Dominion heat, drew out wide. But all through the week, mate, you were very confident that he'd be able to hold the front, and he did just that.
Yeah, no, I was confident. In the heat, we're probably a bit blasé, and when you draw one, you think, like, you're going to hold the lead without too much effort, but that horse... Majestic Major in that inner heat, he just, He just drove him out and he probably caught us napping a bit, but
yeah,
I knew that wasn't going to happen this week.
Mate, Ian Gurney's on the phone from Queensland. Ian, Ava Nova, this horse means so much to you. Can you just tell us a little bit about the background, first of all, of how you got into the sport? Because you're quite a successful businessman and now you're training, not full time, but you're training the most horses you've ever trained. Just tell us a little bit about your background, how you got into the game.
Oh, we're an earth moving company, employ over 100 people. But I started with my father, like, in the earth moving business, and we live across the road from a man named Peter Donnie. We've been here 40 years, and he's probably been there nearly the same. And I just started going there early in the morning before work, and it just went from there. I probably started going there when I was 14.
Yep. And Ava Nova's a horse. You've had a lot of horses and you purchased some expensive horses and you've been so close and some group ones, but Ava Nova's probably been the surprise packet because you purchased this horse and this is why harness racing can be such a great sport. For $20,000 as a claimer at the Goulburn Trots and all of a sudden he's one of the best horses in the country and winning group ones in open class level.
Yeah, it was amazing. I just bought him because the free-for-alls in Brisbane, there wasn't anything like, there were some nice horses up here, but there wasn't any group level horses. And he was running around in Sydney in the M2s, M3s, and with a condition on him. And I just thought he'd make a beautiful Brisbane horse. And I just purchased him and brought him up here, and he just thrived.
Yeah.
Just like all the attention and the sunshine, and just jumped out of the ground.
And what's he mean to you, mate? You love this sport, but what's he done for your life, Ava Nova? Because he's given you a lot of satisfaction. It's not about the money, obviously, but he's been able to give you a dream, live your dream now with the success he's been having and entering into races as a trainer that you probably only dreamt of a couple of years ago.
Oh, I think everyone's goal when they train is to try and get a Group 1 horse or win a Group 1 or compete up in that level, and to have a horse that you train. I've got some other horses that won a Group 1, but Luke McCarthy's trained them for me because that's where the action is down there. But up here, I just bought him from up here, and to train a horse in a Group 1 and compete against the top trainers in the country and drivers, and to compete with them, you got to just take your hat off to the horse. Like, he just tries every time he goes round, and he's just been sensational, and to compete at that level, I just think against them people is just a credit to the horse.
And mate, you'll concentrate now on the Blacks of Fake.
Blacks of Fake, and after that, I'm not really sure. Gareth will probably give him a little let up, and I haven't had a good look yet. But I'm probably not going to head to Perth because I don't think the three runs in a week would suit him.
Yep.
But I'm thinking of seriously going to New Zealand Cup.
Oh, won't they watch out if Ian Gurney turns up New Zealand Cup? It'll be a week to remember. You can drink.
I love New Zealand. I love New Zealand.
Mate, congratulations on Saturday night. Terrific job with Ava Nova. And I'll see you in the next couple of weeks, mate. Well done.
Thank you very much for coming on the program, boys. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Ian Gurney, what a job he did with Ava Nova and what a great character he is. Andy Gath also made the trip up to Queensland on Saturday night with a very promising three-year-old Burn a Hole in My Pocket. And Andy Gath, he showed gait speed. I don't think many people thought he had, and he was brilliant on Saturday night in that Group 1 sprint feature for the three-year-olds.
No, thanks, Gareth. We had the gait speed ourselves, so we'll be surprised how quick he come out. He has been getting quicker and quicker all the time, but, that's another weapon he can add to his armoury, which is good.
He's always been a talented horse. I remember watching him taste success at Ballarat in a semi-final of a Breeders' Crown. I thought, well, this horse is going to be a really good three, especially four-year-old. But he took a few runs to get back this campaign. But he's run in New Zealand against some superstars from the All-Star team. I think it was nearly the run of the race from where he was drawn, the way he hit the line. Did that trip away to New Zealand just turn him into a better horse, season him up a little bit?
Yeah, I think so. For some reason, when horses travel, it just seems to make them a little bit better, a little bit stronger. And, that's why we're keen to take up the invitation. When we got it to go over to New Zealand, we knew how hard the task would be, but it's sort of hopefully paying dividends now that the fact he's come back and, he seems a better horse.
Caribbean Blast has been probably your best horse over the last decade. He won a Victoria Cup in brilliant style, but looking at this horse on Saturday night, I don't want to compare him to Caribbean Blaster just yet, but geez, he's got some qualities now that he's going to be a future Grand Circuit horse. He can sit and sprint. He showed how good his gait speed is. And he's got high speed and he's got toughness. So you must be excited about the future of this horse.
Yeah, no, definitely. He's got a lot of similarities, you know, with Caribbean Blast, obviously being by the same sire too, but it's the light. And he's always had a great recovery rate, great constitution, which Caribbean Blaster had. The only thing, he probably took a little bit longer to get perfect in his gait. He wasn't perfectly gaited as a two-year-old, but now he's got a really good gait about him, and that's why he's sort of showing gait speed. So, the future's looking bright for him. He's still got a lot of improvement in him, we reckon. So he's only getting better and better. Competition's really strong, we know that. But, you know, he's a horse we think's going to go a long way.
You're a great ambassador for the sport. We've had you on Sky Racing joining me for a couple of times throughout the season, Andy. But you must have loved Saturday night with the success stories of a Mildura trainer by the name of Luke Watson tasting Group 1 glory. Larry Eastman with his three Group 1s and the group of owners that was a great advertisement for the sport. And I had a chat to your owners. We burnt a hole in my pocket after Saturday night, and a couple of owners in that horse, I think you syndicated that horse on social media, and one of the owners come up to me after the race, who's been in this sport for 35 years, dreaming of a Group 1 winner. And on Saturday night, they were able to achieve that. That must give you great satisfaction as a trainer to train for a group of owners that love this sport, and finally they get success after more than three decades.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, that's what gives us thrills as trainers, you know, obviously, you know, Kate as a driver, to see the owners afterwards and see their reaction and see him enjoy actually winning a Group 1 race. Again, you know, just had Ian Gurney on, to see Ian Gurney after the race and, his reaction after winning Group 1. Yeah. You know, it's just great to see those type of people enjoy the sport so much. And not only my group of owners, but so many group owners in down in Melbourne with the Vic Bread Series.
Mm.
There was no top name owners sort of winning these races, which generally the case, to see so many owners share it with their friends. You know, it's great for the sport going forward. It was just a great weekend that, you know, probably some of the known clients and trainers, you know, won these big races. But again, you know, for my group of owners, it's just, you know, they're still, you know, having a buzz over it, and hopefully they can get a few more group ones under their belt.
Mate, it's a terrific field on Saturday night. You got Manningate, Burn a Hole in My Pocket, Your Horse, My Kiwi Mate, Hug the Win, Aztec Bromac, and Spare Me Days, who galloped at a crucial stage the other day. We're not far away from Ascot Park. What draw do you want again, mate? Barry 2, 3?
Obviously, you know, that's an ideal draw. It all depends what draw's inside you, but, you know, I'm probably happy to draw bad in this one and hopefully draw good in the Queensland Derby the week after. But you take what barrier draws you can get, and, you know, there's a quality field. We all know that, and barrier draws, you know, mean so much these days. So hopefully we can get another good one.
Well done on Saturday night, and good luck for the next couple of weeks, Andy.
Thanks a lot, Gareth.
You're listening to On The Pace on your sports leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Time coming up to 3 minutes to 11. Gareth.
We've got one of the young guns of the sport on the line now, Todd McCarthy. Just recently, I think at Albion Park on Friday night, drove his 100th winner for the season. Todd McCarthy, that is a wonderful achievement. Congratulations.
Hello, Gareth. Thanks very much. It was a big thrill.
Mate, you've had a wonderful season. Now, just a little bit of background into your story. You hail from a famous harness racing family. Of course, father John, brother Luke McCarthy. You got a brother, Todd, who's doing a wonderful job wonderful job in America. But when you first came to Sydney, you were thinking about giving the game away.
I had thoughts. It was a little tough when I first come down here, and I wasn't quite sure if I was going to be able to break into it or not. But now I've stuck with it, and it's coming good.
What was the turning point, mate?
It's sort of one of them things. I guess just persistence and kept pressing on with it, and things eventually turned around. Probably the Inner Dominion was a big turning point for me. I got that horse still in print, and he sort of came really right for me at the right time, and we had a little purple patch and sort of got me going.
Was it hard with the pressure, the success that your two older brothers have had in the sport? And, of course, you're the youngest of the three and your father's such a legend in the sport. Did you have that pressure to live up to those expectations of what your two brothers had achieved in the sport, especially at such a young age?
Yeah, definitely. You sort of, you know, you always, within myself, always sort of compared, you know, to them, and it's going to be hard to live up to what they've done and that. But I'm doing my best, and I like to think I'm a little, not too far behind them.
mate, you are flying at the moment. And I talk to many great judges. I don't think there's a better driver these days at Menangle than you. what's the secret for that?
You don't want to
give it away too much, mate, but geez, you drive that track well.
No, it's a great track, and I like that track, and it probably suits my style of driving best. I like getting them up and running and just trying to maintain speed as long as you can. But, no, it's a funny track, you know. It's one of them tracks, I guess. Once you get to know it pretty well, you can sort of drive it.
And I just had a chat to you on Saturday at Albion Park. You don't really want to get into the training caper too much. Of course, you've had great success with Seal and Print, but you love the driving side of it. You want to be one of the best freelance drivers in the country. You already are, but you want to continue on rising up those driving ranks?
Yeah, definitely. I love driving. That's my passion. And when I'm out on the track, that's sort of when I'm the happiest in that. So, that's always been a goal. If I can make a living and a full career out of freelance driving, you know, that's a dream.
And the 4- and 5-year-old championships in Brisbane on Saturday night, you were able to pick up the catch drive on Bling It On last Saturday night. Of course, I think Luke will be back on Saturday. But what a thrill it was to drive that superstar of the sport. It gave you a great feel?
Yeah, that was awesome. It's not very often you get to sort of drive horses in that calibre, and I think he's got a massive career ahead of him, that horse.
And you're representing New South Wales this week in the Victorian Junior Driving Championship held, of course, in Victoria. Looking forward to that, mate?
Yeah, that's going to be a really good trip. It's a good crew, and it's going to be it's a great series. I've done it there last year, and they put on a really good show, and they look after everyone really well, so it's they're always fun, their trips.
I know you're looking after the team for John McCarthy, so you're a busy man these days because your old man's over in America. Congratulations on the season you've had, mate. And I know you're the best party man off the track as well these days, so don't drink too much this week.
No, won't do. Cheers, Gareth.
Good on you. Todd McCarthy there, driving 100 winners this season. That's just a wonderful achievement from this young fella. And he's one of the most improved drivers over the last 18 months in this country. So terrific on the pace today. Paul, we had a lot of fun and a lot of great stories to be told after the weekend of racing around the nation.
You seem to know all the party people.
Yes. Well... Paul, I've got to go out for a spell soon. I've got to go on holiday. I need to go away. Maybe spend some time on the farm and just...
wind down a bit.
Yeah, get off the drink for a month.
Good on you,
Gareth. Good on you, mate.
Gareth Hall there joining us for On The Pace.